A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Blessing Zulum.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced the stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisikhangela ke cooking oil i2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 isiya ku $57 kuzobuya i5 kg ye flour katesi zokutwa ke si $76. So ke kukanya ngazani ke abantu abanengi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela engceleni lapho ungabhadalwa khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo ukuthi ke xa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafelejele sibili ngokweze khonokho kunjalo ke pleasant
wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tilao titinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuamerica pula rand nedzimwe ichiti iyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura nekune rimwe divi vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMP kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuitaiwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board nekudaro makasununguka amawadiwa kuti mpinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of Informal Traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kicks. Good evening to us. I mean, our listeners, if I mean that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. So that prices will go down, but the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009, mm-hmm. and then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized, and then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level of price stability, mm-hmm. which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars, okay. for no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use US dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in US dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, mm-hmm. from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its market, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to a bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. Okay. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency was being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamke lo kshelo wa?
Gibbs, undan.
Nong, pili kakulu. Ye, akucho Baba Njweni, uzwilu wa Mponda, uya kuluma lapa, uza pendula. Ye, ngestiwa briefly, ube su kubega nje, kume ngesindewele. So, ube uchanga mafichana sivili kakulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CVTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day there was speculation. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I say to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they will not be able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what I think is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place mechanisms to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can go to the event. So in Kavangu, we have a lot of every day. Now for the next day because I'm a reserve credit. So I want to control the foreign currency that way what to take pays in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also umuntu onga toli foreign currency. The kunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba it takes abantu abathola foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo abantu abaningi esilabo behambele thee iziphandle belizwe. So bese kunzima bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi sibathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle abantu ukuthi baphile. So like I said ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WSOD kunzima asikwazi ukuthi what is there for what is going to happen tomorrow. So this SI 142 created the uncertainties. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, The problem is that right now, abantu abatrust the currency yet. Ukuthi it will have value.
Sima kona yes, sima kona kuye. Oma fichan so trust local lapha.
Erika, story mkoma Gabriel. What's the say? Magadi mkoma Gabriel. Aiwa, tirinandi mkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs. Varipanya anga nasi, tipeo funguwa zenyu. Aiwa, apana chaka ipo. Aiwa, isu tirinani. Taura izu inti. Tenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamponda vapindure, vamponda pindura itinzwe ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndatizwa mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo zveshuwa vari right ipapa kuti pane yatingati ma information gaps kuti I think Reserve Bank ne Ministry of Finance ne hurumende pachezva vanofanira kuita inoti inonzi ya information campaign ya yeku sensitize vanhu wachinyatso udza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubank mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwe paine information iyo inonyatso explainera vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapapa ndo pangangodaro pai kuti vanhu valose confidence a bit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti there is no justification kuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti havasi kuziva chii chaitika saka munhu audangokambura mari yako anisi yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndoto vakurudzirwa izvi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa mayes dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuise nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unongovatengesa kana wakuda iwe kuvatengesa kubhenki kana kubureau of change saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zveshuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavari kuchiita dollar for two angari tuma US dollars haava kutaurai saka ukatarisa rate riko izvozvo rate yandaona kubank I think is about 7 or 8 kubank nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo ndinoti vanhu vabatisise kuti currency yatava kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varoti kuti hanzi kupinda kwaita munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti mabond notes nemabond coins akaintroduceswa ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and my movements avari kuita ndekutry kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. I'm sure makaona nezuro chaiya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana haichatambiri maforeign currency. Dzimwe nyika ndo zvadziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanedza ikonomi yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanedza ikonomi muchishandisa mari yekunze. Asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserwa nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke zvekuti vanhu varikuimporta chero mvura, chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimporta wabva kunze. Mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mugaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa. Saka paya patiri kutaura nezva beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa. Goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa kuti higher value. Madiamonds atiri kutengesa izvi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. Kwaitwa value addition. Zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira. Ndozvatofanira kuti akutarisa beyond having our own currency. Because ikaita even our own currency, it's really backed by exports. Currency inenge iri weekend inoramba ichicollapse, ichidepreciate. Saka tinofanira kunge takuita mamwe moves ekuencourage maexport things like horticulture yataimboita muZimbabwe zvokuti aimport taexporta maruva achienda kunana England kunana Holland. Zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa. Netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maUS dollar vanenge vaenawo amwe. Izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu. Ndozvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichineseka. Government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita. Tine platinum, tine gold, tine madiamonds and tine chrome. Tine tobacco yatiri kuexporta which is supporting the currency. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamufunda rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Gibbs?
Yes, lo baba ke umukandle fonini orisezvo kuti baba umukandle kutini. Baba mukandle ungaotshona njani?
Hai, yapila baba ndinjani?
Ndisiyapila mukandle. Ungaphi emhlabeni lapha?
Mugande, Mugande osebhinga.
Oh, Mugande, kunjani ebhinga?
Kunzima kubhururwani.
Indaba wakunyumba?
Zvinhu zvadhura mwenzi makwayo mumaloko munhu kwakwanata muchidzatikipo kuno.
Kunzima?
Kunzima, usasevenze ngapaya zvii zvinhu sezvakansa kumbe kangaki-ngaki. Kazii mali asingasaisevenzile iye singanzihlupa kudzoshi. Ayazokuhlangene konkele ulo mumbu wokuthi asingasahambisa kweminimango singahamba yazisitenga ngomumbu esitolo inkomo kade sabanye kuthi sidinga iinkomo zokulimisa sokuthi asingasahambisa umumbu yazokuzima sokuzima okuthi sesibulala neZimbabwe.
So ungavele uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani njengoba sokuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela. So nxa uthwalele abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni?
Ikoni mari sabe na ulo la bazali bamabane bakhatana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ngapensenga esiyabhuwa so ngingase siyaba ngineda kumbe sengiyadinga inkomo yothi ngizama ukuzinceda ngilime so uthi asengibothi asehamba lo mumbu wangu asengiswele ukuthi sokuyikwini imali zangu ane zikade zisinceda zisinceda ngazo amayusa umba amarandi ekade sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo so uthi asevaliwe kuti sisebenze njani asakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali lama-NGOs kathesi kuna sibehamba sizengehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthiwa sihambe ma-interbhenki wangikhona labo asilabo thina ngapha manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zakho ngasesiswele konke vele sokunzima ndoda.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So khonapho-ke singathi intengo ngokuthi ime njani esitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibili.
Akonoko kukhulu nabanye amathukela sobo 34 amakuke kubo 56 khonapho kunzima vele thina njengapha vele imali besingasela ndaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebhinga ungathinwala kusasa ba.
Hayi, ulungile.
Yeah, so Blessing the caller is saying that you know they used to be they used to use the rand, the dollar and other currencies. But he says that they're no longer using it And now grandmothers and granddaddies, they've got a problem. He says they used to get money from NGOs. And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? So he says that's a big point. I guess we've got a caller or two.
Oh, Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to money. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to one, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, So siyabona ukuthi kule bantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook, uMazinyane Juma uthi lami ngona Dube, uzimo khona lapha ke. Ukhol ruler uthi uMponda, how can you generate foreign currency when there's so much corruption in Zimbabwe? Says that's impossible. Then uChuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singazozikusenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kubaba Ndiweni. Baba Ndiweni, hantu zivele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali, so abantu bayahola from ama NGOs kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabhenki, so inkinga yangikhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana izalukazi lamaxhegu, so kumele bedondolozele besiye amabhenki bisa kwenza kona kuthiwa interchange, utshintsha imali ku-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane la bantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli. Kumbe mina ngithi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bebe emabhenki. Umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi kumele agade ayegopoint ayejinta leyo mali. Kuba nzima. I think in the interim maybe kungayenziwa uhlelo lwama-mobile kumbe exchange platforms ukuthi afike ezikolo, because izikolo ngathi yizo indawo eseduzane lezakhamizi emaphandleni. So nangani ukuthi ngxenye to deal the problem leyi ukuthi bashintshe izimali landilandi khonoko okuthoyo, ngxenye kuyadinga ukuthi khona nakube le ndlela zokuthi abantu ba-access those facilities kuma-schools emakhaya. Otherwise so kunzima kakhulu. Iyinyabunyazo le speaker sikhume ngokuthi khona na i-currency leyo ukuze isebenze sibili nxa si-serious njengelizwe kumele ibe backed by ama-exports, because angeke i-survive nxa kungana-balance of payments. I agree that we need to make sure that even not relying on i-tobacco, because I think it's part of the economy but may not be able to spend and enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which we invest in the industry. Our industry is obsolete. It's in the corner. It's a field, industry, field. We need to embrace the industry. The export and the foreign currency is in general. I saw the appeal, Nyacho. I saw the appeal. Now I would have by
Yes, yeah, well, so he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. So he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Sloban Ntumani. What is this? Go to Sloban. Yeah, come on, Sloban Void. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello,
Ntumani. Yeah, Peter Void, Kunjan.
Ngoba kasebenzi phela amabhondi la.
to wena mbona zani kungwana kukitwe kufa kweni manje
wena wena di mara wa kese yi mara yi receiving zekona
yenu kulumendu uti manle yu yoka tisipamalisi ndo zine
ayi epa mbanza yona li aboli yunga sinji epa mbanisa yona li
so singati wena wena katesi unga utola imali use Zimbabwe yancho baba Derek nga ungatola imali US dollar uya ngapi la
kade sasa kwa sisa kwa ngazo kote yate vesi seven zan o yingi seven zase
kumbe uwe uwe kinusia kwa hospitali ni kumbe e banki kumbe nga pasu kwa zbe
kone banki wa kwa ziti sivo pisa
kwa kutu ya tungene e banki kwa napotu wotu hai siyezo kakulu so wenu mbona zanu kuya wapambili kumele kwenzweni kuna mbona wako mnumza
hai mbona mbona walu sisi kati ama minister na kona na hula mali
asi asi kuna po sisabuza na usimu kile kakulu teri kuwa tila kusasa wako yeah so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know, phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah.
That's what works. You know, it says the bond. Throw it away. That's it. Yeah.
let's go to, yeah. I think we have another caller. I'm going to surprise Magadi.
Tripo Magadi, I'm going to bless you.
I want to report. Tipe of Ngwa Zeny.
Naida kuta ura wana ababa anunza mpondao. Saida kutaura mamiri lakata urumende yedu kuti urumende yedu kia chayo iripo achavi mba nayo nya eri kuitika ndee kuti mnuona kuti chiriku ti susu chiriku nzitapiru wa maharima simu dola anditi aliku nzapinda kiko zino chinotipa garanti ye kuti mario yo yaka simba uyezo ya inotisita kure chii chunga chunu zakare ndeche kuti tutaku zivao kuti ko chino garanti yedu iri papi pa mari zekundi tika tumira mari zedu kusatukuba South Africa kuno kwa tiri tumira ku Zimbabwe chino zuwana mari zedu arima US mutemu yawa iri kungo chinja any minute nongurika ni achinja chino tiba garanti yedu asu chinja chinga wachi nukutu zuro uno bondi chairo chairo rakanga rim system chizi 1 is 1 asi rakagumaro nzari dzongo nzari si 1 is 1 from nowhere saka iko zvine zvicha chepa guarantee chingambo vachi
vamponda pindura itins
apa chirikuita ndeche kuti ma current reforms ka e process is not an event ndoba ndambotora paya kuti nyaya yekuzoti tishike patiri nhasi yakatangira kuma bond coins tika explain kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndite kuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars upepuwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi maus dollars uri kubva paafrica ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa maranzi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandinoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndite kuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamunofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara chingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank and na Britain na America vachiti batira because Zimbabwe has never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution zvataa kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzaapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol inoimportwa handidi mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchiona izvozvo kuti Zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth 8 million US dollars mavegetables for that matter you know thing and we've got all this land saka ma policy issues atiri kuita anofanira kunge ari aine ni atinoti goal congruence yekuti targeta same specific goal atingati ma policy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi ukutasirira saka this policy should be in one line such that ku agriculture tiri kupusha towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. The moment there that I am exported to EU, to earn a foreign currency. Maru, I am exported to EU, to earn a foreign currency. There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. You know, the macro is hitting. Like I'm asking, you know, that would get the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. Now, when we're coming up with these measures, we're going to get to our mouth. Mukatasa, instrument, Zaire, it's very clear. Zaire kutawara. It kutawara, no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer. Otherwise, not through the GMB. And if there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can't come and just put it back, actually subsidize in Zimbabwe. So the GMB, you know, you can get back from a producer at 900, and it is. You know, you can get back to Mila at 700. Saka if I'm going to have it, just within me, like I'm not going to move. I don't want to touch back. I think of GMB. It is 700. What's okay for Chibaki? It's GMB. It's 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses. Because Chibaki, she knows how long it's affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. You know, how are you going to have Chibaki? You don't think of GMB when you're not a farmer. You're not going to have a this instrument is clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to Facebook and other social media. So in as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, if we do a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise, such that it's not taken by those who paid or fake news, as if one or another is going to again, things like that. I think it's going to be a thing. You know, you can also know about Chibaki, don't say Chibaki GMB. Don't try it.
We want production. Slobani netokela ba blessing ngani yahlupa kule zinsuku kodwa hayi ngabona ke ulungile Ndlovu uthi linjani bala leli ngilalele ngise Rutherford eJohannesburg hayi long Austin uncube uthi se Rutherford kuzobuya ulungile ke uthi hayi sisonke ngise Monze eZambia umduduzi Ndlovu uthi ngicela imvoni lakho lamanje siza kuzama mfowethu noma kanjani kuzobuya ke ubhayana la uthi ngiyacela mfowethu uthi lemfonele so kumbe sithuke siye phambili
but Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here because from what the people are saying failure is an option what
there's an option obviously because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank and the staff monitoring program already in progress so some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They are also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting. And after considering this, the effect that it can have on the people, that's why you have all these plans that you've got the Supco buses now, where could the bus going for 50 cents or a dollar for distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not that you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what we call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating, so that it gives your people an incentive to export. Because once you export, if you earn $1, in your own currency, it will be more. That will allow you to export more, to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn $100. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to $100. It should be something more. Your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, kind of the business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware, they were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They profited for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now I think yes, let's call a lapag Mkwevo. Mkwevo, unja in kumen. We are using Mkwevo.
Yeah,
you are using Zagala.
Yeah, in the Malay Sinda. Is the fact that currency reform Zimbabwe. Ifana look at the Shasha. Ugqatha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle ugqatha awula ngayinye indlela esingaphila ngayo othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba ukuthi ihlalekazini wethu singenza kahle sithole izalo kodwa isikhathi sesivele sisedlule engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelenye emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ekuthiwa ngumana Africa
ye siyayikhumbula se yayilale team
yebolaingana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in-hard currency kumabhensi ezimbabwe bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisiziwe nguhulumende osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ekupheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali engathembakali enjalo kuzakwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu
ye lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwevo's phone is a problem. But all what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mana Africa. You remember Rio Zim?
Yes.
Of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still, you know, in distress because of that. And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? So he says, no, The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? So mm-hmm. it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
Baba Magadi nini?
Aisu tingo tamba. Tipe ufungwaze yu Mkoma Caleb.
Zirutora na Mkoma Mponja dinosu nzisita.
Mm-hmm.
Kwaruta urabati. Apane remwewe kuti government. Ika gazi nisesu nisi. Vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakabvuta tisingadhuri kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino mapraizisi kana uchitenga $221 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi sateji yegovernment tiri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinjiri wezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiita because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizisi kuti ngari haya hatizoziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachitenderedza tenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregezve mabanks izvi tiite zvokuitira kuti isusu tigute then ivo kana vachienda mabanks vaende ivo vatigadzirire isusu tiwane zvakawanda kutira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana chafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vatole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying our listener is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread, you know. So he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English, but when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day to day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho kona? Ndlovin, unjani? Yeah, we are still on love. Yeah, I want you to know to one and general was a galas book.
So, I mean, I'm saying that 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 I'm saying that
I'm
saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying that I'm saying ngale khaya leka kuba jenga marandi so manje ngikwenzela bathi bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngale amadola ngizotoka kuphi mina mabethenga ngale amadola lawaya
kathi uthengisani ke Ndlovu
yebo ngikuzwe ngikhosali into nje ziphathe lokudla lezi fish oil ilokhu vele iflower lama rice
manje sovalisile ukuthi hayi akusasebenzi
kune bavale ngishike mina ngoba kufiza ukuthi bathenga amadola khona ngizostoka kangubi dube ngoba izinto ezenzeka izitoka ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa
ngiyisebenzisa
mese nginayo dube yabona
pho manje ungavala
manje
kubeka baba kubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi ngiyavala dube ngoba kuyafana indaba niyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amabhetha angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitole sami yithi babathuma abadala bayokuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitokhe izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bebethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitokha ngapha so manje mari bethenga lani amadola ngizositokha ngaphi mina so ngiyitho ngithenga ngibone bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani ngizositoka kanjani ngedola labo le engingakwazi ngithenga kufumane.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadela kusasa baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matobo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because it has been placing orders in South Africa in vans, and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands, and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So he says he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars, he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to talk more. Baba Moyo, we are going to talk Baba Ndlovu bekhuluma sithi sevale lesitolo khona ngale matopo. Pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Kuba lobunzima lapha ngesike saboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amaningi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Kabavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istopi yawo liyabe ihlala lokhu yikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke. Imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke phela ukuthi bekhweze ke
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela. So sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo, sicela uthede ukuze sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know, they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth. And then the business, just as usual, says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to be shut down. Because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it. Tina Bama Vinze, Makadi. Bama Vinza.
Tufara, Tinufara, and the other Paraguay Pizom Chirunga, Mula, and the young Ripabut. One way is Anuayata. You just look at the car with the Satina. One of the Barbara, the man who are Nunga in the Pitch Corrupt. Achasaka botora ekita badala chikwere piche Eskom. Tiri kuno South Africa. South Africa iri kuramba kuti Eskom ya Zimbabwe yagadzire chinhu yabadhari Eskom.
Azvitore nguva here vamavhinze. Vamavhinza, azvitore nguva here. Pamwe yakabhadhara zviri kutora nguva.
Aiwa, hapana ba, hapana mari haingabonesi pa Zimbabwe padhuze apa kuti sayabhadharwa. Kunyepo. Munono tikuzwa nika itongwe nekunyepa asi bamuza kutonge nyika. Nyau dzirunde tanhe dzati PF ari kudrege zvinhu kudoti asvike kuma election 2023. Saka dzise ma reforms ari kudiwa kuti tiende kuma election zvakabeka. Hamuna ngabva ane problem kuti dai ndai gone totora no ane ma wrong advisors. Kuti izvo zvichinja hazvidi kana MGT kana chii. Hamuna ngabva ane ma advisors ari right. Gadwe kana kumasanction aibviswa. Ino aramba chii, ari kuramba kuimplimenta zvo zvakazibvisai. Anhu oramba achitambudzika, hatisi kufara pakugara kwetikiti kunze kuno, ichitambura kudai, ichitupa munyika dzisi dzedu. Hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu, handiti. Ndozvo zvakashata. Mukumbiwa amuponda ataure chokwadi. Every day tinoseenze kupotuku. Tinota komino dzokuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacho iri kuendeti hazva rutauro tazi platinum nezvese ziri kutengesa tiri kudai mari yacho iri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashomashoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezvemazimbabwe ngaangwarire mangwana achichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku kuchasimudze hondo dzodzoti wachazotamburawo zvinonakidza achine pfuti dzaakabata achiri pamatomo asi achazonge akutizawo zvetiri kuita kutize munyika kwedu ngenhamo ndo mazwa angu ngataure chokwadani nezvatupfeka ngazi dzotaure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa kurutika nyepa
zvatinyika tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hodo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi todzoka kwamuri vamuponda ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti matara kuti Zimbabwe inezviwanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori vamwe uchizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende
ipapo blessing ndazva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muzimbabwe isu tese hatisi kufari nezviri kuitika kuti mapuraizi ari kukwira everyday hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make zviri kurwadza muzimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti mapuraizi indo aramba kubvaramba achikwira kudai zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei chichi hatizvikwire mainput acho achinjere ndo patiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabor vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana tichabva tadai nekuti vanhu vanoti yatioti speculation ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva but date racho haribude reishozivikana nevamwe vashoma chete ekuti even vari muzanup f acho havatozvizivi date racho iroro rinozongosetiwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndo vanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yedu nyika necurrency yacho saka zvatichida kukurudzira pamamirira aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanonoita hasha dziyedzie dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaurauyo nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yako iri kugadzirika asi hazvigadzirika ethe rate of which pese tinoda takatida kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi asi hazvigoneki maexports tinawo asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatiotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muzimbabwe asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakuzoka yamota yakunzi $20,000 ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire instead yekuexporta iri fodya ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisatinotenda
vamuponda regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira
ye baba mupofu pose lokucina ngonapo nguve pendi ndamubva ngosi baba mupofu ye pose lako baba mupofu ukona kucina
ye nkona wangu
ye ngamafishani sibili sikhathi sesiphelile ye unibona njani okwenzakale zimbabwe
anako okwenzakale zimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu
ye iradio iyo ikatise kupambanisa siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluluzayo isikhathi du mfanekayo so kedwa next week sizawe silawe ngemonday so ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sibhoge lawo sibongile empofu wabo blessing time is up ma
unfortunately time is not our best ally and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.